So in that cluster of 11 teams, the best team in that cluster, according to Steve Fezzik, Chargers, the worst team in that cluster of 11 B-level teams behind the Saints, Minnesota, Chargers-Minnesota on a neutral would only be a field goal. So we got 11 teams within a field goal after the Saints.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We know very little about any NFL team. The old joke, my personal joke, hey, RJ, how long does it take to know how good an NFL team is? How many games? 32. Well, wait a minute. It's not the same team between seasons. Exactly. We just don't know. And every year we see it, a team's 11, even 11. And I mean, I think Houston's a team that we would say, Fez, great record, heading towards a bye, it looks like. Very possible. And right now, where do you have Houston in your power rankings?
Houston is number 10.
Number 10. So who's number 9?
Indianapolis.
So the Colts are better than Houston in your mind.
They're real close. But
and
yes.
Baltimore is better than Houston.
Number 8, Baltimore.
But you look at this, the record doesn't make it. In fact, almost for sure, in fact, I think for sure, 100%, either Baltimore or Indy won't make the playoffs. They can't both make it, right?
They could, because Baltimore can win the division still. Possibility.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just say odds are, and quite good, the odds are, that either Baltimore or Indy's going to be sitting at home. Or Pittsburgh.
Correct.
All right? So one of those three is not making the playoffs. So at that point, odds are pretty good. You're going to think that team is better than Houston.
Yes.
And Houston's likely to have a bye.
Yes.
Now think about that a second. Is Steve Fezzik, two-time Super Contest champion and counting, we'll give you an update there, you're saying that a team that gets a bye, most likely Houston, would be an underdog against a team, one of these three, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Indy, that won't make the playoffs.
Exactly correct. And I got to be honest here, RJ, I'm glad you didn't ask me what the records are in all these teams, because I got to print it out. I'm not concerned with what their records are. I'm concerned with how good they are.
And I think it's important for Vegas people to keep in mind what the records are, because that is a driver of public perception. And obviously win streaks are a driver of public perception. So to me, we just don't know. And thus, when a team looks horrible, they're probably not as bad as they seem. And when a team looks great, they're probably not as good as they seem.
And the best example I can give of this, remember the prop bet we saw after week 2? Arizona looked horrendous and Buffalo looked horrendous. And there was a place in town that put up a prop bet. How many games will both these teams win combined? Arizona and Buffalo, 5.5. Well, Buffalo's almost going to win 6 all by themselves.
Remember, Buffalo made the playoffs last year, and all they lost was a quarterback that hasn't played in the NFL since, what's it been now, over 10 weeks, right? So it's like, well, yeah, Bills made the playoffs last year, but boy, they lost a lot. Really? They lost a backup quarterback. And it just goes to show you, the Bills coming in this year were perceived to be the worst team by a lot of people. And they've, I think, overperformed that expectation. So in general, this reinforces being contrarian. Whereas if the public's really excited, be the party pooper. I'm not sure. Fez, I'm not saying Fez is the public, but sometimes Fez is square. Who are we kidding? You were all excited about the Rams.
Rams 3-0 straight up, 3-0 against the spread.
To start the season.
And since that point of demarcation, the Rams have been a money burner.
No doubt. RJ Bell straight out of Vegas, joined by Steve Fezzik, Brad Powers. Okay, let's talk about the Rams specifically. What's going on? Where are they in your power rankings right now?
I have the Rams.
Number four.
Number 4.
Okay, Rams are 4th. And ahead of them, obviously the Saints. And the Saints are clearly number 1.
Clear-cut number 1 Saints.
And you've got the Chargers number 2.
Chargers are 2nd.
Kansas City 3.
Yes.
Now think about this. Kansas City has not covered a spread in 5 games. So if you would have said, you know, I was listening straight out of Vegas at Fezzik, said Kansas City really good. I would have bet them. If you had done that 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 2-1, if you saw Fezzik, you might be swinging at him at a local 7-Eleven. You'd be like, they haven't won one game, covered one spread, one push, and all losses. They lost Kareem Hunt, one of their five most valuable players?
Yes.
And they're the third best team?
Yes.
And close to the second.
And frankly, everyone is free-falling right now in the top five. There's so much bad performances by teams like the
Patriots. Everyone except the Chargers.
Except for the Chargers, who are surging.
So if we had up arrow, down arrow, let's run through the teams. Chargers, up arrow.
Correct.
Kansas City, down arrow.
Major down arrow because of injuries as well.
What injuries other than Hunt's absence?
Well, their backup running back, Ware, is hurt. Tyreek Hill, their number one wide receiver, is not 100%. Their number two wide receiver is injured as well.
Okay, for Kansas City. By the way, Kansas City going to Seattle, early favorite in that game. I was surprised at that, Fez.
As was I.
I agree. All right, Rams, down arrow. Now listen, let's talk a little bit about the Rams. Obviously, Jared Goff looks horrendous. Imagine if, I always like to think of these runs, and let's just use an example. Imagine if the Rams had started the season with, the Bears game? Or would we even go back a week? I mean, I guess they covered against the Lions.
Yeah, we'll go back to the Lions, but his QBR was a little bit below average in that game. So just a journeyman, workmanlike effort.
Yeah, that's interesting. Imagine if the first three games of the year were Lions and then Bears.
At the Bears, terrible game for Goff.
And then hosting Philly with a backup quarterback favored by 13.5. If they started 1-2, straight up, and Goff played this way, what would the headlines be?
Wow, do we have the right guy in place? The Rams really have this.
Last year was a fluke. They caught up to McVay.
They can't win. They can't contend with Goff at quarterback. He's ruining this championship team.
And the fact is, that would have been three games. Now we have three games. The fact we had 10 games before that, or 11, doesn't necessarily tell you all that much more. It's back to the idea we're just not sure about these teams. New England next, down arrow.
Big downtime arrow. First time they've lost back-to-back games in December since 2002.
Wowza. Bears up arrow. Now, right now, and it's ironic, the two teams with up arrow so far In the B group, literally is only the Saints is in the A group. Saints are alone. And by the way, before the end of the hour, Vegas preview of Monday Night Football with the Saints. We've got some good insight. You got a prop bet for us, Fez?
I do not have a prop bet.
Ooh, well, I actually like something in this game. So we'll break it down and give you a pick. So other than the Saints, there's only really two teams with an up arrow so far on the list. Chargers, who are significant underdogs to even get a bye. Right now it's 75-25 that they are going to have to be a wild card team. 75% chance Chargers are a wild card team based on 538. And the Bears are playing the first weekend. So the only two teams in that cluster of good but not great teams with up arrows are going to have to play multiple, in theory, they're going to have to play two road games to get to the Super Bowl and a third game.
Yeah, and it's so difficult to have to do that because what happens, your opponent in the second round of the playoffs gets a bye. And so even if you're the better team, you had to play the week before you win your first playoff game. Boom, now you got to go on the road again. So difficult.
Exactly. And again, I get it. The division system is something the league values. So it makes sense that they do give the division winners an advantage. Now let's continue down the list. Pittsburgh, up arrow Sunday, but in any period of time prior to that, not an up arrow.
Yeah, they've been free falling and they've stabilized.
Exactly. Then Baltimore, you might say, oh, Baltimore has such a one-dimensional quarterback. Are they this works with Lamar Jackson running a historic amount for any extended period of time, it will be the first time it's happened in a modern era. So maybe whenever, Brad, we talk about this a good bit, whenever it's like, oh, this would be all-time history, I'm skeptical. You tend to be skeptical when a spread is historic.
Yeah, because those outliers a lot of times represent market overreaction. And when there's overreaction, I tend to find some value.
So a lot of winning recently with Baltimore, I'm not impressed. And then you got the Colts, Houston, Seattle, Minnesota. So in that cluster of 11 teams, the best team in that cluster, according to Steve Fezzik, Chargers, the worst team in that cluster of 11 B-level teams behind the Saints, Minnesota, Chargers-Minnesota on a neutral would only be a field goal. So we got 11 teams within a field goal after the Saints. So maybe, and we'll be exploring this as time goes on, maybe this is a situation where some long shot futures might make some sense. Usually even in the NFL, you don't want to go to 20-1, 30-1. You know, you look at the Colts. Could the Colts be an interesting future bet? Even if they got to the Super Bowl, you can hedge off.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Divining the psychology of the locker room is so key in week 16 and 17. We'll be talking a lot about that. Patriots, all the talk radio talking about the dynasty is finally over. You know, I don't know exactly what you guys think about this. To me, it's like, well, wait a minute. The Patriots are pretty much locked. Have they clinched the division or are they?
Not yet.
All right. But they're pretty. Let's just say this. You'd lay 100 to. What would you lay, Fez, that Pat's going to win the division?
Yeah, 100-1 sounds about right to me.
So the Pats are pretty much locked up to win the division. Now, I did some. And odds are, because they're at home now against the Bills and the Jets, they're going to be about two touchdown favorites in both. Odds are they're going to finish 11-5 and win their division and may or may not get a bye. Okay. And we're saying, well, they haven't not had a bye since 09. It's like, okay, fine. But let's look at something. This year will be the 10th season in a row the Pats make the playoffs. 10 in a row. That's the all-time NFL record. No team has ever made the playoffs 10 straight. Now, true enough, the playoffs are harder to make in the 60s and all that. But still, okay. You might say, yeah, but you know, Vince Lombardi. Okay, let's look at some of the other teams playing in this new era where you have the wild card, multiple wild card and such. The Steelers are going to make it for the fifth straight year. It looks like, but not for sure. Kansas City for sure. So now you've got Patriots at 10 straight. You've got likely Pittsburgh at 5, but it's not certain, and Kansas City at 5. Then you've got the Rams 3 straight years. And the Saints, 3 straight years. Now, think about that for a second. Now, actually, looking at this, now, that's fascinating, is I guess the Rams would be this. I'm looking at Wikipedia, and the Rams are saying 2 straight seasons, but would this be?
No, this is 2 straight.
This is going to be. So they're already saying the Rams are in. Yep. Okay. Now, think about that. And the Saints are going to be the 2. So literally what we're saying here is, other than the Patriots, Steelers, and Kansas City, no team has made 3 straight playoffs currently. And no team can, meaning all the other teams have only made 1. So last year, Carolina, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Tennessee, Chargers, Bears. So they all can have a set, or I guess the Bears are already locked in. So this is kind of blending. So literally, what we're saying is Patriots 10. And, you know, I kind of wonder, is this Pats actually including this year too? So 9 or 10, and then you've got these other teams that are 5 or less, like 2 of them, and then that's it. So like in a league of parity, in a league where literally making the playoffs 3 straight years, like that's interesting, Fez. If I said, I'll give you any team but the Pats, and I'll bet you they won't make the playoffs in 3 straight years, and you get to pick that team, I'm going to let you have 31 teams to pick, not counting this year. So 19, 20, 21, even money, yes or no. So obviously you'd be thinking Rams perhaps, right? Kansas City maybe, right? First of all, who would you pick and would you lay it?
I think I'd have to pick the Rams.
Okay. So do you think the Rams are favored to make the playoffs in 19, 20, and 21?
Probably not.
So think about that, guys. You got 31 teams to choose from. 31 teams. And not one, the best NFL bettor in the world, Steve Fezzik, says not one is a favorite to make the playoffs the next 3 years. And Bill Belichick has made the playoffs in, it looks like, nine straight and counting. And we're talking about the dynasty's over. Maybe that the Patriots are here and everyone else, but it's still an amazing accomplishment with a 40-plus year old quarterback and all the negatives, quite frankly, of having to draft in this modern era so low in the draft, getting picks taken. Now, people might say, well, that's why they're winning. Okay, that because they cheat. All right, well, that's a different debate. But to me, the story shouldn't be the Pats dynasty's over. It should more be a celebration of how we've never seen, even pre-free agency, Steelers, Cowboys, all those great dynasties post in the Super Bowl era, they never went this many years. Pittsburgh started in 75 and ended in 80. I mean, think about that. Dallas started in, 90, ended in 96. This is like triple as long as any of those other dynasties. And they're still amongst a handful of favorites to win the Super Bowl, the New England Patriots. This is their down year.
With the 41-year-old quarterback.
Unbelievable.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Saints, Panthers. Right now, Brad, what are we looking at? 6 or 6.5, would you say?
We're looking at 6. No, the Saints favored by 6 on the road.
Hey, Fez, we like to pull back the curtain. This is the way we look at these games. When we have a pick, we'll give you the couple of things we love about it. Oftentimes, the line's pretty much right. We want to share what we think matters in this game. Factor number one,
Carolina is undervalued based upon their current 5-game losing streak. 4 of those 5 games, the last 4, they outgained their opponents, not just by a little bit, RJ, by 50 yards or more.
Okay, so in the long run, and yardage in any given game can be deceiving. Right, junk yards at the end, et cetera, et cetera. I accept that. But game after game after game, if you're out gaining your opponent, you're supposed to win those games. Carolina's been out gaining their opponents. They're not winning the game. Now, here's the thing, and we always talk about it. Steve Wynn is who I used to say. He's out of the biz now. But the casino owner X, who sits up with the eye in the sky, he doesn't look at blackjack table number 27 and say, uh-oh, we just lost 5 straight hands. Shut that table down. No, he knows the math is on his side, and in the long run, he's going to get the money. So it keeps going and going. The wheel keeps on spinning. Now, here's the question. These are human beings. You've got Riverboat Ron Rivera. His job's on the line. You got, I think, a panic move recently, firing 2 defensive coaches. Rivera saying, I'm taking over the play calling. And then they have last week maybe the stats say, I would say last week's Carolina game was not impressive by Carolina. So even though they might have won the yardage in that game, do you feel like we're a little late to this party? That you're right, if these were computers on the field, if it was just mathematics, the truth would exert itself. The truth that Carolina is good enough to outgain the opponents. Do you think the human factor here points towards the Saints?
No. I think Carolina at 6-7 is invigorated by all these losses they've seen by a whole bunch of teams in the NFC. If they can win out their last 3 games, they can still make the playoffs. This is an all-in crucial game for them.
And I would say I agree they're going to try. I just wonder if the turmoil in the building is the question. But listen, the value is here. Think about this a second. If you flip home fields, typically you move the line 6 points. So if a game's pick 'em at the home team's venue, the road team's going to be favored by 6 at home. That's a good guess. If it's 10 in one spot, it's going to be 16 in the other. That's a pretty good guess. Saints might be even more. because Saints have a strong home field, and Panthers do too. Panthers last 11 games at home, 10-1 straight up. 10-1 straight up, the Panthers. So if we flip this, we would say the Saints at home would be favored by 12 or 13. Man, oh man, that seems to be totally disrespecting the Panthers here. So I agree with you. The value feels like it's on Carolina. Why aren't you betting Carolina?
You know, I'm concerned. I look at the screen, and some of the sharpest books in the world let me bet Carolina at plus six at reduced vig. And when the fact that they're offering that to me has me concerned that that is not the right size.
So here's the analogy, guys. Imagine you go into Filene's basement or TJ Maxx or whatever, and you see this given shirt, and it's on the discount rack. And you're thinking, wait a minute, I just saw that shirt over at Dillard's, and I was ready to buy it for $80. Now they're offering it to me for $15. You got to wonder, wow, what's wrong with that shirt?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.